Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello and welcome to yet another wonderful day here at the online summit Connecting Soul Beings. It is my utmost pleasure to introduce you to Kirti Handa. Kirti is from India and she is an energy alchemist. She is also a Reiki practitioner, a certified life coach, realm reader, and a hypnotist. However, today we're talking about connection to self, meditation, and tuning into the archangel realms. So please grab yourself a cup of tea or coffee and enjoy this wonderful conversation and meditation at the end. So we're here with Kirti Sharma Handa, and I hope I pronounced that well, from Spiritual Curatives. And Kirti, you're in India, aren't you?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I'm from India.
Love it. Well, welcome. Welcome to the summit.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm super excited about it.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, it's lovely to have you here. And we've, for other people that don't know as yet, we've already had a conversation beforehand, which was absolutely amazing. And I have indeed invited Kirti to come on board to share her beautiful light and energy with all of you here as well. So I'm very, very grateful that you are here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for letting me in and sharing my knowledge and whatever I can.
Fantastic. Awesome, awesome. So I'm actually really curious because you call yourself an energy alchemist. What does that mean and why do you call yourself that?
Actually, it's not actually a phrase or anything. It is something given by angels to me because I had been detecting people's energy and helping them out according to their energy. And I was calling myself life coach, energy coach, or spiritual coach all the time. And then one day I was like, what am I? Why am I here? So yes. I got that energy alchemist in my head. So I was like, is that I should call myself? And then it started like that, because what I do is being alchemist, just like alchemists transform the energy and you can say metal into gold. I detect the energy of people and negativity especially and transform it into abundance and happiness in their life.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful, awesome. So really fascinating stuff, because we talk here on the summit a lot about vibration. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that have joined the summit, they are aware what vibration is. And it's probably also a term, and I don't know about what you've experienced so far, it's probably a term that's been used quite often lately.
Mm, yes.
In my mind, people are waking up more and they become more aware that being in a different vibration can have different results for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
What does that mean for you? And in particular, when you say, you know,
manifesting and changing into the abundance, like how does it relate to vibration?
We all are energy, and it is up to us how we react to things, how we create our life each and every day. So vibrations and raising vibrations actually for me means, like, if you are in a weird situation or tense situation, like you are going through all the problems in your life, and if you sit down and relax yourself and ask yourself that I'm ready to shift my vibration to be a little higher than now, instantly you will see a raise and your mind will change, and you can feel that tingling sensation inside your body and outside. It's like goosebumps, we call it.
Yeah.
And it uplifts your energy, and that is when energy changes its path or its vibrational value for you. So that is how I call myself. I help people. Like, if you are going through mood swings or problem in your life, having financial issues or anything, to manifest anything, you need to be in vibrational equal value with happiness and that abundance which we all have but can't see, because we are raised in a way that whatever we see from our eyes is the only thing in this world. Whatever Yes. we can't see, it doesn't exist.
No, exactly.
So that is how, when you start raising your vibrations, focusing more and more onto the positivity and coming out of negativity easily, it helps you to manifest faster and just like that.
Wow.
In your life.
Amazing. Yeah. And that's really fascinating when you say, you know, you feel the tingles, right? I really resonate with that because I've got exactly the same. And when I first started out and tapping into the unseen or the things that we can't see or touch, I always felt initially it's something that is not right. You know, it's something that doesn't belong. But the more I started working with it and learning about it, it's like, oh, wow, this is actually amazing. Because it is exactly that what we need to tap into, and that does give you those tools, right? So that's really fascinating that you've got that experience as well. Yeah. That's wonderful. I love when you were talking about all the energies and the tingles and all that sort of stuff. What else can you say about that?
When we manifest, it's actually... you need to be in tune with your positive side and balance your negative and positive within yourself. The answers are all inside and not outside. So you need to balance yourself to manifest anything in your life. Like in my life, I used to manifest everything for my sister and everyone around. But when it used to come for me, I was like, why can't I manifest? Because I wasn't focusing on my feelings or on my desires. And when I started focusing and understanding that vibration, I start manifesting even the mini things, like stopping the bus at the perfect stop where I have to go get off. So it is like vibrating at the perfect vibrational level.
So how did you learn about all this?
It started actually when I was 20 years of old or around that, in 2004. And I was a chubby girl since childhood, and I wanted to find that one thing that can change me into that slim girl. And so I was searching about on internet. When I found Reiki, about Reiki. And before that, I had been through meditation with my uncle. And that was when I felt something. It was marvelous. And when I started into Reiki first degree, it was like so much things coming into me and so much vibrations and energy into me. I started working on it, but later on it stopped. My Reiki practice stopped, and then I got married and I wasn't able to conceive. So I had to go through all the healing for myself again. So I started Reiki again, meditation. But the real change came when my father died in 2012. That was the hardest moment, because I knew the first day that he was not going to survive. That was the biggest painful moment for me. And that was the turning point. That was when I started on my psychic and mediumship journey. Later on, learned so many things so that I can help people who are going through me. And while going through that knowledge and learning phase, I got a book, The Laws of the Spirit World, which changed my life totally, because it was all about death and the life after death. Mm-hmm. So it made me feel relaxed that wherever my father is, he is in better place.
Yeah.
So after that, all the fears of death and hatred, which actually comes when we are in grief, that hatred for God or anything you do during that time, it all melted away. And now I am helping people to come out of the grief and depression, specifically.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing. So mediumship. Wow, that's something else, isn't it?
Exactly. I didn't know that I am a medium. I didn't actually realize it, but I had a connection with my maternal grandmother years ago when I started on mediumship. So now I can recall it.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah, and it's an interesting concept, that one, because when we start to manifest things, but not even that, I think it's not just about the manifestation. When we actually start to tap into our energies and getting to that level, but then at the same time, you're raising your energy as well, which is raising that vibration. And it can often happen during a meditation where you get so well connected that all of a sudden you have the spirits coming through. You know, and that's just absolutely amazing. But we can also do that more consciously. Yeah. And that's a really beautiful process, because especially when, I mean, for me, sometimes I feel like I don't have that in control to a level. It happens in the moments where it needs to happen. Exactly. Yeah. And personally, I surrender to that. Because personally, I love having those connections as well.
I love it as well.
Did it freak you out at some level when you first found out?
Not actually, but it started because, as I said, that my father died. And the biggest thing is that I wasn't able to meet him when he was on ventilator. I didn't able to see him all well and everything. So the first thing when he passed away was I wanted to meet him at any level, because I had read about psychics and mediums and astral projection as well. But it was the biggest thing. I wanted to do that. And so I connected to a few psychics in a group, and one of the ladies stepped into the picture, my father and mine, and she started talking about some things related to him. That was when I started crying as though he hugged me.
Oh.
And that was the biggest moment I can never forget. And at that moment, I wanted to do the same thing for others, because that was the moment when I felt at ease.
Yeah.
And not frustrated about God not giving him back life and everything, that was when I was able to connect to him. And I started as psychic and medium only, but later on I started changing my face to be a coach and help people in another way.
Yes, yes. And do you, but you still use your modalities in there as well, like your mediumship and all those tools, right? Yeah. I love that because it really adds another layer to coaching and mentoring and helping other people. It becomes so full and it becomes such a beautiful process at the same time because you can support them from so many levels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you never know who from your family is around you and can help you with a little bit of information.
Yeah.
We never know about it, right?
Yes, yes.
So it helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Do you, I mean, coming from, you know, me as a, I see myself more as a connector in terms of the different soul beings that are around, and it doesn't matter whether it's an animal or a person, a spirit, I connect with all souls in that sense. Have you had any experiences connecting with animals as well?
I gave Reiki to a little pup once, and that was when I felt the connection, because every time he used to, he was our neighbor's pet, but I did Reiki to him once, and then in future when he used to bark, I felt that feeling like he's not well or something like that inside me. Somehow, and I felt like I can connect to him.
Yes, yes.
Somehow. Beautiful. Maybe that was because of Reiki connection.
Yes, that would enhance the connection for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Reiki is so amazing.
Yes. I love it somehow. Yes.
So what's the best thing about it?
When I don't intend to give someone Reiki, or when I'm not ready to give someone Reiki intentionally, and when it starts coming out of my hands, it is the best thing, because whenever the person is ready, it starts coming out of my hand and flowing so deeply that we can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It's a big, big thing. I love that energy and feeling.
Yeah, and that's wonderful, hey, because we're so sensitive to it, perhaps. Maybe that's a word to you.
Exactly.
Just know when it's the right time to provide that healing or to provide that, you know, that support as well. Yeah, and that's it's amazing. It just flows where it needs to go, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. That's awesome stuff. So when you have someone that is in a real negative downward spiral, what is one of the things that you work with people on to get them out of that place in perhaps, I don't know, in a quick way? I don't really want to use that because the quick way is often not the best way. But what is the best way for you to help them to get out of that space?
The biggest thing is calling on angels, because I'm from a culture where angels aren't there, but ascended masters are. Like, we have Ganesh who clears up the energy. So I call upon angels firstly and archangels to clean up the energy of that person, so that person can be on a level to understand what I want to teach him or guide him or her through. Because whenever we are going down, we are not ready to listen what the other person is saying. So it is important to clear our energy first and then listen to the other person. So angels are my first go-to guide to call upon, to clear the energy. And then I walk them through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And by working with almost 3,000 or something people, I have learned or I have channeled a way that I can instantly raise their energy through meditation. And that meditation is guided and channeled, I can say, it's channeled meditation for the specific person at the specific time. So these are the two tools I use to raise the energy of my clients, and everyone comes to me.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. And how do they do that by themselves?
To do it all on their own, you have to learn a few things to clear away the energy. Because mm-hmm. until we are in balance with positivity and negativity, because I used to think we have to be positive and that's it. But later on, learning about negativity, there's no white if there is no black. So we have to balance both of them, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
The biggest thing is meditation. If you start meditating, and the first point is not to go to guided meditation, but to relax yourself and breathe deeply as you can, mm-hmm. and hold for a second or two and let it out through your mouth. Just like so. And when you do this for two or three times, it will relax you. Try it and it will relax you even. And the people who are more negativity, who have more negativity or who get anxious easily, this is the go-to guide or go-to tip for them to do this as long as they can and as often as they can.
Yeah.
Because this can center your mind easily and without any hustle, and you don't have to think about that I'm meditating, I have to remove all those thoughts away, because the first thing that comes to anyone's mind is that meditation, I have to remove all the thoughts.
Yeah.
In this breathing exercise, it's not like that. You have to just relax and breathe deeply.
Yes. Yeah.
And just your mind. So anyone who can't work, or who don't want to wish to share their thoughts or anything with others, I ask them to do this as often as they can. And within 4 or 5 days, they can see the drastic changes in them.
Wow.
I mean, positive changes.
Fantastic. Awesome. Would you be open to sharing that today with us?
Yeah, sure. You can close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is watching this, you can close your eyes and you don't have to focus on anything. Just relax. Let your body be a little loose and breathe deeply through your nose. Hold for a second or two and let it out through your mouth as deeply as you can. You can even make the sound like this. Ooh. Take another deep breath in. Hold. And let it out through your mouth. Another deep breath in, hold for a second or two, and let it out through your mouth, and feel all that negative energy going out, all that burden on your shoulders, everything that is not needed in your life, all the judgment, all the guilt for yourself and others. Just forgive everything and forget everything. Be in the moment. Be now. and keep breathing deeply and releasing all that tensions, negativity, all that grudge, everything out of your mouth. And as you let it all out, feel the white light filling up your lungs and your body, filling up your whole being and making you relaxed and vibrant. And as you will feel this, there might be vibrations around you. You can feel like crying or yawning or anything like that. Move your body. Let it be out, because that is the way to let the energy out. That is the way to let the negativity out and clear your body. See yourself filled with this powerful white light, so amazing that there is no negative vibrations around you and inside you. You are filled with only power and love of angels, archangels, ascended masters, universe, and God. All the love, unconditional love, is in you. You don't have to go outside to look for that unconditional love. It is within you. Be in this moment and feel it as deeply as you can. Breathe deeply and feel it in each inch of your body. And whenever you are ready, you can open your eyes, come back to life, and feel the vibrations, that positivity around you.
Wow, thank you. That was beautiful.
This is the easiest way to tune into the higher vibrations.
Yes, yeah, definitely. That's really beautiful. And it's really fantastic as well, because it feels different to when I do this by myself. And that's obviously coming from you with your beautiful energy as well, and applying healing at the same time. Absolutely amazing. Yes, that's wonderful. Wow.
I usually get that vibration in my hands when I walk anyone through meditation. So I don't know, my hands start moving like this and vibrations start flowing into the person.
Yeah.
It helps.
Fantastic.
So it's all about energy. I'm just a medium to it.
Yes. And you feel the tingle that you were talking about earlier as well. It's just all over. It's like a warm blanket.
Exactly.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Wow, that's a true gift.
And you will notice that after once or twice, you will start feeling like a hangover kind of thing, which won't get off easily. And I used to say to my clients that this is the best hangover than any kind of alcohol or drugs ever in this world. Seriously.
Exactly. This is the kind of hangover you always want to have.
Exactly. So this is the best hangover.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. Wow, that's amazing. You are a true gift to the world, Kirti.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge. And yeah, I'm so grateful to have met you and for us to have wonderful conversations. And I'm sure we're going to have more wonderful conversations.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. It's a joy to have you as part of the summit. And
Thank you.
Everyone has a lot of benefit from this as well. So that's absolutely amazing. Thank you
for connecting me, and thank you for letting me be the part of the summit and be a guy, be a mentor, or be a medium to reach more people who can relax themselves and be at ease in their life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback, as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancaderose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.